Hello, respected viewers. I'm going to tell you why the murder of Pat Finucane should not be investigated any further. So first of all, who was Mr. Finucane? He was a solicitor in Northern Ireland who was murdered by a loyalist terrorist, Ken Barrett, of the Ulster Defence Association. So Mr. Finucane was having luncheon on Sunday with his family way back in 1989, and two hooded gunmen burst into his house and shot him 14 times. So he died more or less instantly. And to make it even more horrific, he was killed in the immediate presence of his wife, Geraldine, and his children. So Pat Finucane was a solicitor, and by all accounts, a highly effective one. So he grew up in Belfast, and his family were Republican sympathies. At least two of his brothers were in the Irish Republican Army, a terrorist organization, which doesn't reflect any discredit on him. There is no guilt by association. So he did his best for his clients, as any solicitor worth his salt would do. And he also worked for loyalist terrorists as well, meant to serve the interests of justice. Obviously, a solicitor's first duty is to the court. He or she must not mislead the court in any way, must disclose things, even the client doesn't want them to disclose. So there being justice in the United Kingdom, defendants in terrorist cases were provided with superb legal teams, and so he was part of their counsel, and that's where he got people acquitted who otherwise probably wouldn't have been acquitted. So he did his level best for people. I think even his most inveterate enemy would have to acknowledge he's good at what he did. He graduated from Trinity College Dublin, so that's Ireland's premier university. Now, there was an allegation by Sean O'Callaghan, an IRA man who became an informant for the Crown and saved countless lives. He claims he saw Pat Finucane at an IRA meeting in County Donegal about 1980. Now, that's one uncorroborated claim. Sean O'Callaghan said lots of things, some of them proven, a lot of them unproven, and that may well be false. Even if it was there, that doesn't prove it's in the IRA, and even if he had been, that wouldn't mean sufficient reason to kill him. So why was he killed by loyalist terrorists? Well, obviously, maybe they were just sectarian. He was a Catholic man who was married to a Protestant woman, and no one's ever accused Pat Finucane of being sectarian himself. He was too good at getting IRA men acquitted. But as I say, he'd worked for loyalist terrorists as well, maybe with the same vigor. I don't know. So this has been investigated an awful lot. And there was the Stevens inquiry by a very senior police officer from England who was looking into matters in Northern Ireland. Now, the UK government had informers inside the IRA, the Irish National Liberation Army, and the loyalist terrorist organisations, such as the Ulster Freedom Fighters, the Ulster Volunteer Force. Why? Well, in a counterinsurgency, if we're going to use perhaps a less of a value judgment term, the counterinsurgents need to know what's going on inside these organizations to defeat them. Where is the arms cache, and what's the plan, where they're going to attack, who's in the organization, and so forth, so that they can take whatever necessary measures to prevent attacks going ahead, to arrest people, to interdict arms smuggling shipments and so forth, to avert attacks. But the trouble is, if there's an informant in whatever terrorist cell, if he or she informs the handlers and the handlers disrupt every attack, then soon the terrorist organization, or insurgent organization if you prefer, will smell a rat and say, what's the common factor here? Whenever this individual is involved in operation, something goes wrong. The person will be interrogated under torture. Everybody cracks. Eventually, he or she will then be killed, and then the counterinsurgents have lost their source. So in order to allow the informants to continue to function, the Crown Forces decided they're just going to have to let some attacks go ahead. It would save more lives in the long run. Other people say that that's not true. They should intervene at the earliest possible stage. But I mean, it's very hard to see how you can possibly have informers if you try and stop every attack. And some of these attacks are fatal. So some people got killed as a result of it. Thing is, some of the loyalist terrorist organizations, they'd also managed to infiltrate the security services. You know, there's a very, very small number of Royal Ulster Constabulary officers, that was the police, who were moonlighting as loyalist terrorists too, or in the Ulster Defence Regiment, that was sort of the part-time British Army unit based in Northern Ireland, and so on. Just as the IRA, the Provision IRA, had at least one mole inside the British Army in the early 1980s. Someone was convicted of this murder, Ken Barrett. And indeed, he'd confessed to the murder to the IUC way back in about 1991. So there'd been all sorts of demands for investigations, the Stevens Inquiry, then the His Majesty's, or it was in those days, Her Majesty's government said in 2007 there would be an inquiry. In 2011, the Prime Minister at the time, David Cameron, he met the Finucane family and he apologised for what had gone on. There had been some state collusion that the IUC had known what was happened. I'm not sure they knew in advance, but certainly they didn't arrest the killer straight afterwards. But then they would lose their source. You might say, well, that's a small price to pay. We've got to have justice here. I know someone who's a Times journalist in Northern Ireland, part of the Troubles, that said the police throughout the United Kingdom, not only Northern Ireland, they loathe these solicitors and barristers who make a living from defending people whom they know are criminals. Did the IUC say, this guy's a bit too good at getting guilty terrorists off the hook, so if he's killed, well, that'll please us? I don't know. There might have been some of them who took that attitude. Mm. Anyway, there was a lawsuit. There have been lawsuits in relation to this. And the UK Supreme Court ruled in 2019 that the United Kingdom was in breach of Article 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights, has to properly investigate state-caused deaths. Not that he was directly killed by the state, but the state was aware of this and didn't take the maximum possible action. I remember John Major saying towards the end of the Troubles is, no, we cannot guarantee absolute security. We cannot keep everyone safe all the time. We cannot prevent everyone from being killed. There are some slayings are going to happen. We just have to try and minimise them. And Pat Finucane's son, John Finucane, he's the Sinn Féin MP for Belfast North. So the United States Congress, as usual, has interfered in the internal affairs of the United Kingdom and said that there ought to be a public inquiry into this. It was already the De Silva inquiry. As I think I'm right in saying that the Finucane family refused to cooperate with Sir Desmond De Silva's inquiry, and they were dissatisfied with it. Anyway, in 2020, the government decided that there would not be another inquiry. The Alliance Party, the Green Party, the SDLP, and surprise, surprise, Sinn Féin, they said that the decision was grossly inadequate, was offensive to the Finucane family. But, you know, justice exists for its own sake. It's for the general public. It's not simply for one family. And some people are going to be unhappy about this. The inquiry goes, if the inquiry were to go ahead, other people are unhappy about it. And so, thing is, we have to try and be objective and unemotional about it. So this thing has already been investigated ad infinitum. You think how much money it costs. Unsurprisingly, solicitors and barristers are always demanding more investigations because it's an absolute banquet for them. You look at the Bloody Sunday inquiry, hundreds of millions of pounds spent on that. Hundreds of millions of pounds. Now, admittedly, it was exhaustive and almost everybody accepted the outcome of it. But is that really the best way all that public money could be spent? I can't think the deaths of 14 people that were investigated ad nauseam like that, and at such enormous public costs per death. I know it'd be better if they hadn't been killed in the first instance. So that's why it shouldn't go ahead. It's not the best use of public money. This has already been investigated very extensively for decades. And so the thing is just have closure, is just to move on. I know for the Finucane family, that may be impossible because, of course, their father, husband, brother, and so on, he was irreplaceable to them. Obviously, dealing with the death of a loved one is always very difficult. But, you know, Mr. Finucane died at the age of 39, not through an illness or an accident, but through malice. And so presumably that makes it far harder to take. So is this almost a form of vengeance, wanting to do this? And obviously, for political reasons, some people would like to cause the maximum possible discomfiture to the United Kingdom. And that's another reason to try and string it out. If they somehow see it as excusatory of terrorist crimes. Well, thank you for suggesting donations for striptease. You couldn't afford me. Yes, I didn't make that point that he acted for loyalist terrorists as well. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.